Announcements. I'm just going to check really quick so that I don't forget something. Yep, that's about it. And today I want to speak to you on the second part of my message that I started last week, Start Praying Part 2. And last week I shared a bit about what prayer is and how do we get to pray, how Jesus taught us what to do when we are to pray. The secret of the shut door, shutting your door, and just going into a room without any distractions and meeting with God. And today I want to continue on this topic. And if you remember last Sunday, I shared a bit about how I love having conversations with my boys in the mornings. I also love having conversations with them in the evenings. And I also love having conversations with them all the time, whenever I'm with them. And sometimes I have a hard time getting them to talk to me about stuff. So I got to pull the teeth and say, how did that make you feel? What happened there? And tell me more about it. And I gotta, converse with them. And that's how, I don't think God pulls our teeth, but God definitely wants to talk to us. And just to recap a little bit about last week, God wants to talk to us about everything. He wants us to be simple. He wants us to be honest with Him. He doesn't want us to be wishy-washy, using all the crazy words, because He already knows everything about us. He just wants you to talk to Him. He just wants you to share your heart with Him. And Jesus is He's our best friend. And He wants you to talk to Him about whatever is on your mind. Even the things that you think you shouldn't talk to God about, you should, because God wants to hear from you. But then, because this is a topic that I think we all can grow in, we can all learn to get better at. But I've heard that an average Christian prays 5 minutes a day. Now, I'm not going to get you guys to raise your hands if that's you. Don't worry. We're not going to go there. But that's actually a real statistic. An average Christian, and there's 2 billion Christians in the world, maybe more, prays 5 minutes a day. And then I thought to myself, sometimes I get notifications about how much time I use my phone. I don't know if you have newer phones, like smartphones, and it says, oh, this week. It usually happens on Sunday morning. How convicting. If you have an iPhone, it happens usually on Sunday morning. This is how much time you spent on your phone this week. And I'm sometimes embarrassed when I look at the number. I'm thinking, all this time wasted, It wasn't waste, There's we do our work on the phone and we talk and we text and there's a lot that goes on. But out of the time, let's say maybe a two-hour average maybe per human, maybe an hour was a waste that could have been used better, in a better way. That could have been used maybe to talk to God, And those are things that I'm challenging myself in, not you, but I want you to be challenged as well. And I realized there's a lot of reasons that we don't pray, even though I mentioned last week that prayer is one of the most important activities that we, most important Christian practices that we should practice. Besides reading the scripture and being in the word, prayer is like water. You can't go on without water because you're gonna die. So I've just wrote a couple of reasons why we don't pray, or what I don't pray. Now you can relate. First, it's not our habit, It's a habit that needs to be developed over time. And we're usually, we all have all kinds of different habits that we develop in our life. And some are useless, some are good. But if prayer intentionally is not developed as a habit, it will not happen. And it has to become our habit. Have you developed a habit of prayer? Number two is, I don't really think that we as Christians, we as believers, we realize the importance of prayer. Probably the second reason why we don't pray. We don't realize the importance of prayer. And I put it this way. Prayer is the greatest use of my words, of your words. We all have words, and I don't know what the statistics are. An average human maybe says 10,000 words a day. If you're an introvert, you might say 5 or 10. But whenever we speak words, all kinds of words. But prayer is the greatest use of our words. And that's how I put it when it comes to the importance of prayer. Like I said, intimacy with God, talking to God, is more important than the activity that's above every other activity that you can put in your calendar. Because God's power in our life is determined whether we pray not in just crucial times and special times, but whether we pray in all of the times. Romans 12:12 says this: be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, be constant in prayer. It's like a summary of a Christian life. Hope, patience, and prayer. I think we all need more of these three things. So, why do we pray? The importance of prayer. Because what prayer does is we actually partner with God. And we declare that our dependence is upon Him, not on ourselves, not on our power, but what we can do and how great we are, but on His help in our life. And then once we do that, there is a tangible, transformative power of Jesus working at work in our lives that gets activated by prayer, by conversing with God. There's a lot of things that are in our life that are dead, status quo, just that aren't activated. Maybe relationships, they're just meh. You know, like everything's just meh, whatever. But a lot of these things in our life get activated by prayer. And I really believe that our abundant life that Jesus talks about in John 10:10 begins with prayer. Begins with our relationship with God. So, if you're not effective, let's take an example, a relationship that you have with someone, it's sort of like meh, there's not much going on, it's just like, you know, whatever. Well, maybe you are not praying about it, or you're not making prayer a priority for that relationship to grow and become better. You see, God wants to do so much in this world. He wants to do so much in our life. But God wants to use us. And how does He use us? He wants us to submit to Him in prayer. It is when we submit to Him through prayer that things start to happen. Things start to activate. Things start to make sense. It's like a big puzzle. I've never gone to a store and wondered, and I'm picking up a puzzle, this used to be back in the day, whether there's a piece missing. And that's how it is really when we go to God in prayer, we submit all of us, all of that we are to Him, and we don't have to wonder because all the pieces will fall together the way God intended them to fall together. The third reason that we don't pray is we are prideful people. Well, maybe you aren't. We walk and live in pride. We love to take all the credit for everything. But prayer requires submission to God and His will. 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know this verse, says this: if my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. You see, there's many reasons that we don't pray. But this fourth one, or third one, whatever that it is, the pride, it really takes a lot of work for us to submit to God. It takes a lot from us. It basically takes everything from us. And saying, you know, it's not about me. It's not about me being in control. It's not about what I want. It's about what God wants. It's about submitting to God, laying my pride down, humbling myself and saying, God, I want to seek your face. I want to seek your will. I want to seek what is it that you have for me. And then everything else comes like in this verse, it says, and then God heals us, our land, our relationships, our families, our whatever we have going on in our lives. And the fourth reason that I don't pray often enough, because I think that I need to pray only when I need something. And I think that's probably one of the biggest lies and myths that a lot of people live with is, oh, we're only going to pray when we're in a need. But we're not in a need. No, we don't need to pray. We don't need to talk to God. So with this being said, a lot of people think, well, prayer is only like I said, when we need something, when we need supplication, when we need our needs met, and that's about all there is. So what is there to pray about? There is a lot of different kinds of prayers, and I have six here that I just want to share with you really quick. There's actually probably more than six, but I'm just going to focus on the main ones. And the Lord's Prayer has some aspects of this, of these kinds. But Ephesians 6:18, this is what it says. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So, with all kinds of prayers. So we don't only pray when we need something from God. There's different types of prayers. And let's just go through them really quick. The first kind is a prayer of worship, prayer of praise. There's a lot of verses on this. But this basically, what this prayer is all about, is about acknowledging God for who he is and praying to God and saying, God, you are awesome. God, you're amazing. God, you're so good. And this is what you and I were created for. You and I were created to praise and worship God. Our greatest need is to worship God and connect our spirit with God's spirit. In our world, we see so many people worshiping so many things, fame, pleasure, money, and all kinds of things. But you and I were created to worship God, to express his goodness, to praise him for who he is. That is the first kind of prayer. And I do this one a lot. Because when I wake up in the morning, I'd sing. During the day, I'd sing, just hum around the house or hum around the office. This is like something that is one of my favorite prayers. And I want to encourage you to do this more, because this is a first step, worship. Second kind of prayer that we can pray is a prayer of intercession, petition. Asking God for help, not only for us, but also for others. That's what intercession is. It's an act of praying on behalf of another person or another group. And we see a lot of examples of this in the scripture, where Daniel was praying for, he was going to God, interceding for his people. And we see this happen a lot. We see this happen on our Monday nights, where people come to pray together and they intercede for other people and other people's needs. And this is what some people are really good at this. The third kind of prayer is the most common one. I'm going to spend more time on this one, because this is the one that we think is, this is what we think prayer is. And the third kind is supplication, which basically is a request prayer, a little bit more of a common term, when we request something or we need something from God. And there's a lot of scriptures on that. Present your request to God and all these things. And then we see it also in the scriptures with all the man, great man of God, Moses. You know, he asked to see God's glory. Hannah, she asked for a son. David, Hezekiah, Esther, Jesus asking for strength when he was going to the cross. It's basically supplying the need that we have. In John, 1 John 5, 14-15, it says this. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. It's the verse that I read last week, and the verse that I'm reading right now again. If you ask anything according to his will, there's the key, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. So, I'm a true living testament that God answers prayers. Many prayers, and I don't have time to share all of them, that have been answered in my personal life. And I'm also a true testament that there have been times when God did not answer my prayers. And I'm a true testament that also I'm still waiting for God to answer some prayers. And I think we're all in the same boat. We have prayers that have been answered. We have prayers that have not been answered. Something else happened. And we also have prayers that we're still waiting to be answered. Now, that is in this life, on this planet, in our body that we live in today. But I believe, personally, that every prayer is going to be answered one day when we get up to heaven and spend time with God. When we enter the heaven. Because everything that does not make sense to us right now in this world will make sense when we get to heaven. And then we will know why, or to put it this way, that prayer was answered this way and not the way that I thought would be the best. So, three answers that God gives to our prayers is yes, we've heard this before, no, or not yet. Yes, no, or not yet. So, it says in the scripture, if we pray according to God's will, he will answer our prayers. Oh, this is a big one. I don't know what's worse, no or not yet. I think no is probably worse because you really want it. But if it's according to God's will, God is somehow going to fulfill it through something else that maybe you even haven't even thought of. But what happens when God doesn't answer us or we're still waiting in a waiting period? What I've seen happen in my own life when we're still waiting is I've seen God grow my character. God grow my patience. And God grow my hope. Sometimes we're not ready for God to answer our prayers at the time that we pray. Sometimes God's answer is different than what we think. Because God's perspective and God's will is bigger than ours. Sometimes God has something different in mind for you and me. And as a true testament of unanswered prayers, I'm so thankful that God has not answered all the prayers that I have prayed in my life. Because some of those prayers right now, 10 years or 15 years later, whenever I had them not answered, I just look back and I say, thank you, God, for protecting me from that situation or this situation. Just recently, when my dad passed away, I was praying that God would heal him, but he didn't get healed. And I'm thinking about that as an unanswered prayer right now in this season of my life. But I also look at it that this was God's will for my life. And I have to accept it because one day, like I said, it's going to make sense. So, the prayer of supplication, when we go on our, when we have a prayer time and we sit in a circle and people ask, oh, do you have a prayer request? Usually, we all have something that we need done, that we need accomplished. But this is why this topic of start praying is so important, because I always say, have you start praying about it? Are you praying about the thing that you want? Because if you haven't, it's time to start. So God wants to work in our lives. He wants to show his power in our life. He wants to answer our prayers. But not every prayer is going to be answered, because simply the way I see it, it wasn't a part of God's will. And the way I see that is simply this. God will still work it out for good, even though it wasn't answered. I don't know how, I don't know what, I don't know where, but in the end, it's going to be worked out for good. And only God knows that. So the prayer of supplication was number three. The fourth kind of prayer is the prayer of thanksgiving. And I know when Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away from today, but when Thanksgiving comes around, we talk about Thanksgiving and how we are to be grateful. But this is an attitude of Thanksgiving, is something that we live with daily, something that we walk with daily, something that we should breathe daily. Being thankful to God for everything. I talk to people and say, well, there's really not much to be thankful about right now. There's still things to be thankful for, even in the hardest moments of our life. Because we still may be healthy, maybe we're not fully healthy. We still breathe, we still walk, we still have food, we still have clothes. There's still a lot of things to be thankful about. So that's the prayer and thanksgiving. And I know a lot of people that are really good in this type of prayer. Then there is a type, kind five, which is simply this, prayer of spiritual warfare. And I've had a lot of these kinds of prayers in my personal life where I was battling all kinds of spiritual things, all kinds of demonic powers. And I remember when I was a kid growing up in church, I wasn't ready to be a part of some of these prayers spiritually, but I was a part of them. And it didn't really work out in my benefit because I got myself involved with something that I wasn't ready for spiritually. And I saw a battle. I saw a spiritual battle firsthand. I saw demonic manifestation. I saw at that time a pastor casting out the demons and demons talking back. And everything became real to me. And I realized, wow, there's so much more to this seen world. There's a spiritual world that we're surrounded with, that we as Christians have the authority in, that we should operate in, but we don't operate in them because we think, well, prayer, you know, we don't really do that kind of stuff anymore. Or, you know, the prayer of needs and supplication, that's the only prayer I'm going to pray. The spiritual stuff, nah. But once we enter into a union with God, and once our spirit joins with God's spirit, we have a full authority. It's been given to us by God to battle, to cast, to destroy the enemy in the spiritual realm, to cast out the enemy. We have the power and the authority to do that. Ephesians 6:12, this is what he says, that our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities and darkness in the spiritual realm. I know a couple of people that pray, that fight well in the spiritual realm. And then there's a type six, which is this prayer in spirit. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in weakness. Sometimes we don't know what to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us and gives us the words to pray. But also, this has to do with praying in tongues and praying in a spiritual way. I grew up in a very Pentecostal church, and I believe in speaking in tongues, and I will always say that there's a power when we speak in tongues. We have that gift that God gives to us willingly when you speak. And Apostle Paul even says, I pray in tongues more than all of you combined together. There is a power when we pray in tongues. And I know some people, they're really good at this too. But I'll tell you, I'm good at this too. When I'm alone, there's nobody around me. It gets loud. I pray in tongues. Because sometimes I'm just desperate and I don't know what to pray. And the Spirit will just pray through me. So here's the types of prayers that I just want to leave with you. The six types of prayers that you can pray daily. Not only when you need stuff, but every time, like it says here, all kinds of prayers. Pray all the time, all kinds of prayers. I want to move to the request, because that's the one that's most common to us and that we all have a misconception of what the prayer is. Request. It's asking God for something. And there is a lot of verses in the scripture that it says, you don't have because you don't ask. And to apply this for myself, I'm thinking to myself, what don't I have in my life that I really wanted, but I didn't really pray for? And then the other side of that coin is, what did I pray for that wasn't according to God's will that I don't have? So there's a lot of things in our lives that I believe we don't have because we don't pray about it or we don't ask God for it. And I really believe for the limited time that we have on this earth, whatever that may be, you know, whatever that age is, I really believe that God wants to give us so much more than we think or imagine, the verse says, but we just have to start praying that God would give us that, if it's according to His will. A few weeks ago, I thought about this, and I thought, why can't I just be like Apostle Paul and have all the gifts and do all these amazing things, you know? And then it dawned on me, well, I don't really pray about those things. I don't really pray that God would give me all the gifts. There was a time in my life where I was really on fire and I really wanted to, you know, do all these things, amazing things for God. And I need this gift to do this, and I need this gift, and I need this. I'm just going to pray to God to get all the gifts. And I did, and then it was sort of like, just kind of like, life hits you, and then you kind of forget about those things, and it's just like, well, whatever, just living day to day, you know. But what if we start asking God to do some amazing things in our lives? In our lives, through us at the workplace, through us in our marriage relationships, through us in the church with people that we hang out. What if we started asking God things that we've never thought to ask Him? God, I want to be able to, when I pray for people, I want the gift of healing. I just want to pray for a person and I just want him to be instantly healed. Just like when you, Jesus, were walking down the earth and people just came and just touched your robe and they were just instantly healed. I want to be like that. And I want to honestly pray for that. And I want to seek that because I believe that's according to your will and that's going to bring glory to your name. What if we started praying those prayers? Call them the dangerous prayers. The dangerous prayers where you just sort of like, you're just walking around and a person just comes to you with the problem at work and they're like, oh, I don't know, this, I'm so depressed and this. Well, how about I just pray for you right now and depression just leaves you right away? How about that? What? Really? You can do that? Yeah. I'll do it right now. And then you just pray for that person and depression just leaves them and they just lifted from off of them and they're just free and they're like, wow, I feel different. What if we started praying and start asking God for things that we've never thought about? It's possible. things that are impossible in this world are possible to God. And if we, when we pray, we connect with God, and they're also possible to us. So, man, there's a couple of truths before we go to God to pray that we should know. And one of them is that God cares for us. He hears our prayers. And we can pray with confidence that He will answer our prayers if they're according to His will. A lot of people just go to prayer and say, well, God, if you only this, and if you, and unsure and full of doubt and not so much here and there, and I'm busy and I'm thinking about this and what I'm going to make for lunch and dinner and this and that. And it's like all these things in our mind. But what if we just started praying and say, God, I know that you care about me. I know that I'm your child. I know that you hear me. And I know that I can have confidence that you will answer me. I've talked to a friend who has had a child. And this is probably the hardest story. And there's actually a couple of friends that I know. That they are their parents and they have children that just don't talk to them anymore for whatever reason. You know, whether it's just different reasons. It could be different reasons. They just don't want to talk to their parents anymore. You might know someone. You may be in a situation where parents don't talk to you. But there's nothing more heartbreaking than having a child not wanting to speak to their parents. And I was talking to this friend of mine, and he came up to me, and it's already been like 3 years. And when I saw him a few weeks ago, he said, yeah, they're still not talking to me. And then he started crying, and he started opening up, and he said, you know what? In all of these, what God, in all of the whole situation, it's messed up, it's bad. But in all of this, what God has been teaching me is what it's like when I don't talk to him, and how heartbreaking to a Heavenly Father it is when we don't want to speak to him. And man, I thought about that, and I thought to myself, wow, that's so profound. That God was teaching him a lesson that he needs to speak to God more and not ignore his Heavenly Father. And his prayer was still at that time, I just pray that my kid will talk to me. I just want to, God, open the heart, open the door somehow, somewhere, that they would talk to me again. And how does God feel when we decide to take life into our own hands, and when we decide to do things that we think are the best and not involve God in our personal day-to-day life? I feel like God is heartbroken. I feel like God is at times hurt. But I also feel at times that God is waiting for us to come to him. To not just talk about situation, not just gossip, not just, you know, whatever we do, but start talking to God. Start praying. So, God wants to have a friendship with me and you. He wants to be our best friend. He wants to talk to us all the time. And in Matthew 7:7, he says this, "You ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find." This is the words of Jesus. "Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open." And then he goes on in these verses to say, well, what father would give a snake to a son or a daughter that asks for bread? And on and on and on. You know those verses. And that's how our Heavenly Father is. He wants us to start talking to him. He wants us to start asking God the things that we need to, that we've been thinking about, but we still haven't asked about. C.S. Lewis had a really good quote, and this was actually on my mind way before I started talking about prayer. But I believe this is sort of like where everything sort of starts in our own lives. And this is what he said. He said, "You can't go back, change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." You can start where you are and change whatever is to come in front of you. You can, and the way we do that, you can start praying right now and change the future and the outcome of what is to come. So what I want to end this with today is I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things that we have on our mind when we are when it comes to prayer, and things that we want to pray about, things that we want to accomplish, things that we want to see happen in our own life, things that we want God to do in our lives. But I want to challenge you to actually start intentionally asking God for that one thing. And I just want to focus on one thing this morning. You know, whether you came for up for a prayer this morning and you have given a request to God, and that's okay. Maybe that's the one thing. But just one thing that's on your mind that God has put in your heart that you want God, you want to see God move in your life today. And that's the takeaway, homework. One thing I want to start praying for, whatever that is. I want to challenge you to start right now, because talking about things with people and complaining and, you know, just thinking about things and what ifs and all those things, none of none of that stuff is going to accomplish anything. But what will accomplish great things in our life is prayer, is conversation with God, is asking God, is talking to God. So let's all stand this morning. I want to encourage you that you were not put on this planet to make money, you know, have family, make money, retire, and die. Okay? You were not put on this planet to do that. Even though you may think, oh, this is, you know, this is my life, and I went to school for this, and I did this, and I did this, and I accomplished all these things, and I look what I have, and all this. God didn't put us on this planet to just do all these things and just die. But God created us for a personal relationship with Him. We were created to have a fellowship with God through prayer. We were created to be loved by God and to love God. So if you were created for that, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you start there? Why wouldn't you say, God, you created me to love you. There's in my life, there's a hole that only you can fill. There's things that you want to do in my life that only you can do. There's things that I want to see happen that only you can make happen. So I'm gonna have that relationship with you, God. I'm gonna have that conversation with you. I'm gonna start asking you, God, for those things. So I want to pray for you this morning, and I want you to take this home. To start praying about it, and this is what I do. I keep lists of things that I pray for so that when things get answered or unanswered, I can weigh it in and I can compare it and stuff like that. But I also want to encourage you to keep a list. Maybe it's just on your phone, like a notes thing of things that you're praying for. And I guarantee that when you start praying about things that you haven't prayed about, that God is going to start moving in your life. And then you're going to have a testimony. And you're going to be a witness of God's grace, God's love, God's care. You can say, my Heavenly Father took care of me. You know, I was praying for this, and He came through, and He gave me this, and He blessed me with this. And I've seen this happen. I've seen that happen. And man, there's so many things that God wants to do in our life if we just only would humble ourselves and start praying. So Father God, this morning, if you want to be included in this prayer, just raise your hands. Father God, this morning, we know that You're a loving Father that loves us, cares for us, has a plan for us. You have a purpose for us. And we do not want to miss on the purpose that You have for us because we were too busy to seek Your face, to seek You, to talk to You. May this importance of prayer become real to us in our hearts, of how important it is to talk to You about everything, how important it is to share our life with You, God, how important it is to ask You for things, and how important it is to listen to Your voice, God. I just pray a blessing upon everyone this morning. I pray for Your Holy Spirit to speak, and the work that You started, that You would finish in everyone's heart this morning, God. We know that there's so much more that You want to do through us. And we know that so much more begins with prayer. So much more begins with a communion, relationship with You, Jesus. I pray You bless everyone in this house. You would encourage everyone in this house. And even those that have lost hope over the things they've prayed for and that prayers that were not answered, and even those that are still in a waiting period, I pray for Your hope to become alive in their hearts right now. And I pray that they would grow in their character. They would mature. And then they would never give up. But they would always go to You first for everything. We bless Your name. We thank You for Your presence. And be with us as we go into next week. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone says, amen. Amen.